Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Jenny Walker, and welcome to Closet Conversations. Today I want to talk to you about opening up a second Poshmark closet. Why would you want to do that? What are your options? Well, I thought I'd talk about it since I have had two and have two now after closing another one. So let me tell you all about it. So Poshmark will allow you to have a second closet for a couple reasons. One, if you want to sell wholesale. Wholesale is not something you can attach to a regular closet. It has to be separately opened. You have to have the proper paperwork and prove you have documentation and to be an official reseller, blah, blah, blah. So that's how that works. So I had one for wholesale and never used it. The purpose I created it for was to sell my Jenny Girl brand merchandise, and just other things happened, and I never got around to creating my merch. As a matter of fact, a friend of mine even gave me a free printing of some t-shirts for a holiday gift, and they were damaged and destroyed in shipping. And so, yeah, I still don't have my merch. And so all this time later, I was thinking I wanted to have a second closet, but not for wholesale. So it turns out you can have a second regular closet. And I got to thinking, well, there are things in my closet that just don't belong there. They should not be there. They shouldn't be seen with everything else. If I'm following my plan of everyone who comes to Jenny Girl's Closet will like everything in there. I'm trying to attract the same buyer so that whoever enters the store will like whatever's in there, right? It's sort of like when you open up a catalog and you go to a certain brand, you go to Helmut Lang and everything kind of looks the same. You go to Donna Karan, everything kind of looks the same. You go to Missoni, everything has their own look and feel to it. So I've been working very hard to create my own look and feel within my closet. I have over 1,800 listings, but there are numerous listings that should not be there. They need to get on out of there because they don't match. They're not part of my theme. They're not part of the look and feel and texture of what I want people to see when they go into that closet. So I was just like, well, I'll just sell them through and just not buy them again, but it's taking too long. So I decided I would email for permission to open up a second closet. So I did that. In order to do that, you have to use a second email. So you can't use your whatever email you're using now for Poshmark. In order to create the second closet, you have to use a second email. So in this case, I had to use a third email because I had the wholesale closet, which I was about to shut down in order to have this other closet. So I opened it up, and just for fun, I'm not going to tell you what it is. I'm not going to tell you the name of it, but I opened it up and everything's just a piece of clothes on a hanger on a door. Like when I first started Poshmark, I do not put measurements. I do not do detailed descriptions. It's just throw it up there and see what happens. I'm considering it my clearance closet and the place for all the odd things that don't belong in the other one. So I did that and I threw up about 15 items and I sold my first item like within a few weeks. And I was really surprised by that. And I did not do anything expensive. I wanted to be sure that the prices were much friendlier than my other closet. So my primary closet, I'm always trying to find the person who's willing to pay a premium. And that doesn't always happen, but it happens more often than not. And so I like that. So I could just easily be throwing things up there that weren't expensive, but I just don't tend to do it. So in this other closet, I just threw things up without even, I'm like, I'm going to do really moderate prices. So the first item and only item I've sold so far was a vintage St. John knit blazer, black with like silver threads through it and enamel buttons. And it looks old. Like you look at it and you're like, okay, that's vintage. And I took an offer of $70 on it and I had listed it, I think like $125-ish, $150, $125. And I was just like, I'm not even going to haggle. This is my clearance closet. I'll take my $70 and call it a day. So I mailed it off, got my 5 stars and put my deposit of, I guess, $52 in my account. And I was like, wow, that really works. And so that piece really doesn't fit in with what I'm trying to do in my primary closet. And so I thought I would talk about it because I don't have to put the same amount of effort into it. I know I could. So this is just what I'm choosing to do because you have a second closet. You can do whatever you want with it. You can brand it however you want. You can have it as a sale closet, as a second closet, as an anonymous closet. Because for me, what's really hard for me is I find that sourcing on Poshmark for Moschino, which I'm known for, which I buy and then not on Poshmark, as well as mostly not on Poshmark, but I'll buy it on Poshmark if I see it and the price is right. But it's really hard to get a good deal on something if someone goes to my closet and I'm like, oh my gosh, you've got all this Moschino for hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars. Why am I going to sell her my skirt for $50 or $30 or $10? So that is one of the reasons why opening up a second closet, I can be anonymous. They don't know who I am. They don't know that I have a big collection of Moschino, so that will be helpful when I'm trying to buy things or negotiate from people, just in case they might see that. And people do check your closets. I certainly do when I'm thinking about making an offer. I look to see, is this a fluke that they have a piece of Moschino, is or whatever I'm looking at? Is it, where's that price point in other things that they have sold in their closet? Is this, you know, what kind of merch do they normally sell? Does this look like someone who is cleaning out their closet, or does this look like someone who buys to resell? So I make a lot of assumptions in my mind about who the seller is when I'm bargaining and things like that. Now, you can bargain too hard. Separate podcast, I've bargained too hard with someone. I mean, I think they blocked me. My offer was so low. And I'm like, okay, whatever. I didn't need your whatever that bad, because I can tell you, when this comes to Moschino, it's hard to find, but it's not, right? So they made like thousands of these pieces when they did their runs to begin with. So it's not like there's just one out there. So, but yeah, you can be too aggressive with people. But I like the fact that I can be anonymous on the other account, that I can buy from the other account if I want, and I can put things up there that don't belong. So right now, if you're interested, I have this horrible, horrible green Banana Republic handbag that I bought it because I think the color is so amazing, and it's leather and it's off-brand, doesn't belong there. And so that's why I've got to move it to the other closet. So, excuse me while I cough in my live podcast, excuse me. So those are things to think about. And when it comes to branding, you know, and I've talked so much about that, to have a consistent look and feel, you just can't have someone going through seeing all this stuff and it's suddenly like there's some strange, like, I don't know, Pendleton wool blazer in there or some odd Talbots thing. And believe me, I have those odd things in my closet, but I need a place to put them. So now I have a place. Everything that's odd or doesn't belong will eventually go into the sale closet. Things I'm sick of marking down so, so low in the other one, I just, you know, things I won't buy again, I'll put over in the new one. And it isn't like I've done a ton of work on it yet. I mean, again, I have like 15 pieces over there. But I'm glad to know that it's working. And it's a great opportunity to market myself differently and to be able to put up things quickly that are for sale without all of that effort. Now, there's no good way to copy information over to the other listing that I've seen. I mean, I guess it can open up in another browser, but yeah, no. For me, it's just take a new photo, put the least amount of information possible, put a low price and see what happens. And what's funny is that now I've got to build up my audience just like I have in my other closet. So my primary closet, Jenny Girl's Closet, has 170,000 followers or people who follow my closet. This one is brand new, so it doesn't have 170,000 people looking at my stuff. So then I've got to put work into the other closet. I have to build it up and follow people and all of that. So it is, on one hand, more work for me to have the sale closet. Just in general, it's just more work on my plate. But I don't think it's too much work that I wouldn't want to do it. So that's something to think about. Now, also, back to wholesale. If you have not thought about doing wholesale or boutique, that is something to consider. I don't like to do boutique because I like to go out and find things on my own. I'm not interested in going to the mart, the merchandise mart, at this phase of what I'm doing. It might be something for later. The boutique really isn't for me at this point, but wholesale, that is something that's absolutely on my list. And when I feel like I can get the highest quality possible, hoodies, t-shirts, sweats, leggings, with my Jenny girlfriend. I will absolutely be making those and putting them up for sale in my closet for in the new closet I will have to create. So hopefully they'll give me a third one, or maybe they'll make me shut the other one down. I don't know. There must be a limit. But you can have a second closet, and you can have a second closet that's not wholesale. So there aren't many people that have them, but there are people who do. And I think, I don't know what the criteria is, though. I asked, but I'm someone who sold almost $100,000 worth of inventory on their site. I'm someone who's been with them for many, many years. I have 5-star ratings. I have sold over 1,100 items. Like, I have proven myself as a seller. And so if, in fact, they look at those things, then I can see why they said yes to my request. But they could have said no, so I don't know. So they said yes. I have my second closet. I'm really excited to have it. I've had my first sale. I think this is great because I don't want to not have, I don't want to not sell on the Poshmark platform something that isn't moving in my other closet. Like, you know, I just think I've put all this effort into the piece, and there are things like diminishing returns, but I try to not buy too many things that I don't mind looking at for the long term. So anyway, that's what that's about. And I was really, really felt great about the work I've been putting in my primary closet, because today I sold a second bundle to a young woman who bought one for me. And like all the pieces, you know, this is my style. So like whatever it is that my style is, you want to call it, and I don't have a name for it. There are people who have found many, many things when we had to do two different bundles because there's so many things. And I take a lot of pride and feel really good about what I'm doing when I get positive feedback and 5 stars and they're raving and they're getting compliments. So then I feel like I've done my job well. And so the girl who bought the bundle and bought 5 pieces from me tonight, I was just thrilled that she's come back. And now she's even asked me special requests for certain style that she's looking for, which I will address probably tomorrow when I'm not doing the podcast. So yeah, just think about if that's right for you. Is it right for you to have a second closet? I don't know. But for me, I took advantage of the fact that I can do that. You have to get written permission from Poshmark. You just email their support and ask for permission. You have to have already created it because they will ask for your current Poshmark closets account and then ask you for the handle on the new ones. And so you will have to have done that with a second email. So that's what I'm loving it. And I love the fact that I have another way to fine tune what I'm offering. And it's nice to have it like, you know, a little thrifty junky place I can put all the merch that doesn't go in the other one. And so far, so good. I mean, I don't have a lot of action on it because it's brand new. Don't have a lot of followers yet. But the fact that someone found one thing so far, $52 later, I think it was worth it. And that's it. This is Jenny Walker with Closet Conversations. I hope you've enjoyed listening to this podcast. Thank you for joining me. If you liked what you heard today, please give a review or a 5-star ranking or rating on the on iTunes or wherever you are listening to this podcast. That would be great. You can always find me on Instagram at Jenny Girls Closet and contact me there if you have questions. People do contact me with questions about Moschino, so I'm always happy to answer them. And if you have ideas for shows, just let me know. And I look forward to having you with me on a future episode.